High school juniors, put down your pencils, cease your texting. This item is really for you. Next year, many of you will have to craft a succinct, insightful, and grammatical essay on a topic that someone at the college of your choice thinks is thought-provoking, the dreaded college admissions essay. Well, the Wall Street Journal has turned the tables on several college presidents by having them write 500-word essays on assigned themes, and the results are pretty impressive. These people didn't rise to the top of academe for nothing. Robert Zimmer, the president of the University of Chicago, was given a quotation from the German poet Rilke, "At present, you need to live the question." That, Zimmer writes, requires a habit of challenging one's own assumptions, even while analyzing and questioning others. Importantly, questioning also requires listening, and his essay actually poses many questions. President Amy Gutman of the University of Pennsylvania was asked to write page 217 of her 300-page autobiography. Not being a high school senior, she could plausibly figure that she's already lived page 217, and she describes becoming president of Penn and embracing the goal of raising the university from excellence to eminence. Earlier today, I spoke with Deborah Spar, the president of Barnard College. The journal told her to describe a daily routine or tradition that holds special meaning for her.
I found it, as I'm sure many potential students did, it was a very tough question to answer in an interesting way in 500 words or less.
Yes, in fact, your lead here is routines are good, routines are comforting, routines bring order and efficiency to the messiness of life. I do so wish I had some.
Yes. I decided, as many college applicants do, that this question was best answered by actually not answering it and turning it on its head instead.
The clever evasion, perhaps, but finding something more interesting about routine to say.
Yes, the time-worn trick of answering the question you actually wanted to answer rather than one you were asked.
Well, it's a very nice essay that you wrote. And did you come away from this experience feeling that, this really helps you find the best Barnard women you can find, or maybe the experience is overrated, having college admissions essays?
Well, I think college essays are almost certainly overrated. The problem is that we haven't been able to come up with anything better. And I think, having to choose between SAT scores and college essays, I'll go with the college essays, even if they push students to answer fairly uninteresting questions in fairly routine ways. So at least the essay gives an option, or the possibility that a kid really can reveal something important about their personality.
Something I've always wondered, by the way, is there a black market in college application essays that college admissions officers all know about and are on the lookout for?
Well, I know it better at the graduate school level where I was previously, and for sure there is a black market there.
There is,
unfortunately, but you can usually pick them out.
See, a practiced eye can do that.
Yes, and our admissions officers, like I'm sure admissions officers everywhere, read thousands and thousands of these. So if something's out there on the black market, you probably will have seen it already.
Deborah Spar, president of Barnard College, thanks a lot for talking with
us. Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.